Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, it's me, Janet, also known as Daisy at keen.com, Daisy644478 for readings, Janet Thornburg on Facebook.com for prayers. Our topic today is consciousness, but before we get into that, I'd like to do our little health tip for September. And a health tip is taken from InSeason.com. It's a magazine that puts out health issues, I think, monthly. So for September, first one I want to talk about is berries. They may be small, but they have powerful punch of antioxidants. They're filled with vitamins A, C, E, and flavonoids, which give them their brilliant color, and they protect us against cancer, inflammation, and heart disease. The next one I'd like to talk about is if you forget to take your multivitamin, eat cucumber. This vegetable contains B vitamins, folic acid, vitamin C, calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, and zinc. And they're good with the skin on. That's where a lot of their nutrients are, as in the skin. And they're good to flavor water with, make pickles, or a chilled soup. Cucumbers can actually eliminate bad breath. You can hold a slice on the roof of your mouth for 30 seconds and let its chemicals go to work in the cucumbers that kill odor-causing bacteria. And for our cosmic weather, right now, as of today, we're being affected by Mercury and Mars. And that combination could make us feel pushy or attract people that seem to be pushy. We need to resist this force. And the moon in Leo, while Venus is also in Leo, could be strong desires, strong urges. That could be all kinds of appetites. And I won't go any further. I need a veil. Virgo has three planets in its sign, causing... So if you give in to those desires, you're going to critique yourself and feel guilty. And it's a little on the judgmental side right now. It probably could be a little difficult for Virgos right now trying to understand themselves. Okay. Father God, our souls desperately long for you. And with every breath, we sing your praises. You are our shield about us. We seek your presence and ask for your wisdom concerning our lives in Jesus' name. And our topic today is consciousness. And consciousness, what are we conscious of? What dominates your mind right now? These are questions you need to ask yourself. Everything begins with a thought, and our thoughts influence our actions. What we say influences how we act and create reactions as well. Put in, and other people too. Thoughts are energy, and this is kind of where we begin with psychic readings. There's thought forms, and sometimes those thought forms are stronger, dominating the reading. So we're all here trying to put puzzles together. You know, that's what we have, and we meet here once a month, and we are gathering in the presence and receiving God's revelation for our life, you know. So that's the purpose of this. We have to look at what we've spoken over ourselves, like, or someone else has spoken over us, or religion, or all of these are powerful. And all of these words and all these thoughts create how we react sometimes. And the law of your mind is the greatest investment that you can make in yourself. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And what's more powerful than thoughts are your words. God spoke this whole world into existence, and words are our seeds for our future. So we need to stop and think about what we're speaking over ourselves. You know, I'd like to hear you say today, I'll never be broke another day in my life. And I accept right now, Father, your strong and extraordinary favor in my life today. And this is a year, and we're coming up on the holiest day of the year on God's calendar, which is the Atonement. It begins September 29th. And if you want desire to see your life change, honor him on that day. Honor God with, you know, come before him. It says don't come, burn some incense, bring a flower. Give if you can, but give as you're able. Right now, I think a lot of us are focusing on giving to these people that have just lost everything in Florida, Louisiana, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, all from those storms. And, you know, that is tithing as well, and that is a really good thing to do. And I personally believe that giving, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, God gave, and he loves for us to give, and he will reward us for giving. It's just his word says it, and his word is true. But the world we live in right now seems to be very sin conscious. We see it plainly in politics, people taking inventory of others, critiquing and judging, using tactics to sway others to their way of thinking. And this is one of the signs that Christ gave us. He said, don't be deceived. And there is a lot of deception. I mean, it's been proven that we are not always told the truth in the news. And then people use subliminal persuasion. That only takes 1/25th of a second. And to persuade you into, remember the old drive-in theaters, and they'd come up on the concession stand and they'd show the popcorn and everybody be flying in there 1/25th of a second and you go by. And there are stores that use it to get you to spend, and I don't always think that's right. You know, it's kind of not fair. But subliminal persuasion is a tactic that is used by the evil one. You know, he convinced Eve that God was withholding something from her when she was already created in the image and likeness of God, or he was holding something back, or you could have, he doesn't want you to have this. And that's not true. God has already given us everything we need for this life, and it's in your spirit. You need to access it, and you access it by faith, and faith comes by hearing, and that's what we're about. We come once a month to hear what God has for us, what's coming up in our lives, and all we have to do is choose. And just a little bit of willingness to believe will bring you into spirit conscious. And when you're into spirit conscious, everything works for you. Okay, let's start taking some calls here. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
How are you?
What's your question today?
Well, I just ended a relationship, and he was really, really sweet, thoughtful, generous. I didn't feel like he's really the one, so I'm disappointed, of course. I was hoping he was.
There's been a lot of planetary activity in the last couple of months that have put a lot of tension on relationships. And now we're moving into, actually, Venus is in Leo, like I said, in the cosmic weather. And it's, you know, probably going to be a time where people are desiring. See, we really have to think about things. And because sometimes when we're being emotionally, there's something unfulfilling here.
Mm-hmm.
There was something unfulfilling with you.
Definitely. I felt happy in many ways, but unhappy in many other ways.
Well, the card says that it's a battle. He has no idea. He doesn't know what to think. I don't know. He just doesn't. He doesn't know. It's sad. You know, it's sad. He just doesn't know why. He he just didn't get it.
I know. I tried
just
to explain,
did not know,
but
you know, men look at things differently. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. They look at things differently, and
mm-hmm.
they process emotionally differently than, and we have to kind of draw it out with communication with them. But it'll be okay. There's something in you that was not being fulfilled
mm-hmm.
in this relationship. And you're
so
following your intuition.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid
and,
I might be too jaded.
You're suffering with no breakup is easy. You know, it's just, it isn't. It shows heartbreak for both of you, but it was supposed to end. I got the death card. It was supposed to end, and you're going different directions now.
Mm-hmm.
You're both processing the pain of it right now, but you're going different directions.
I definitely see that.
And I don't know if you listened to the last radio show, and I talked about good relationships and bad relationships. And you need to be complete in a relationship. It's a complete partnership. It's not one's master over the other, or, you know, unless that's your thing, and then that's your thing. But then you find somebody
right.
with like mind. But you don't berate a person. You bring out the best in each other, and if that doesn't happen, there's something wrong with it, and it needs to be analyzed. And I think that right now you're just a very compassionate person. You didn't really want to hurt him, but you were not being fulfilled in the relationship. And there's someone very special coming up.
Thank you.
You know, we can make wrong choices. We're human. That's why they put erasers on pencils. We make wrong choices, and, you know, sometimes we just are convinced that's the right thing. And that's how sometimes it's a lust thing. I'm not saying this is, but sometimes it is, and then you realize that you have nothing in common. You know, there's strong desire. The chemistry's there, and then there's no, you know, you need a wholeness. In a relationship.
Right. Definitely.
And I feel that you're going to meet that person this year.
Okay. Good.
You just
had
to make changes for a new season.
Okay. I was afraid because
of all
my past.
Leave everything with love. You know, just send him good energy. And we will pray, you know, now that I know what to pray about. Pray for healing for both of you. But actually, I show... both of you are going to find somebody that is, you know, more of a balance.
Thank you.
Good.
He is a really great person, too, so I didn't want to hurt
pray
him.
Pray for him to get soothed here. Okay.
Thank you so much, Daisy. Always appreciate
you. You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Linda Janet. Can
you
hear me?
Hi, Linda. Yes.
Hey,
how are you doing down there in Florida?
Oh, God, I got something good to say before we start. I want to share this with everybody. Okay,
good.
We were talking about follow the spirit, right? Well, I was in the store, in the gas station, and a little boy came in, and he kind of looked like exhausted. And he asked the cashier, can I buy hot dogs? I only have food stamps. I only have a little bit left. So the lady said, no, and I'm online buying the soda. So when I get done, I walk over to him buying the donuts. I said, would you like a hot dog? The spirit just told me to do this, and I follow through. At the end, what happened was, I don't have money like that. You know that. I ended up giving him $15 to buy hot dogs, 2 for $3, because he had 3 brothers and sisters and a mother sitting in a car. They had evacuated and had gone all the way to Georgia with no money, just scraping through. And when I walked out that door, I felt spirit say, you're going to be blessed. And I want everybody to follow their spirit. If you pray, your spirit will be with you and guide you. Am I right or wrong?
You just came out of Irma. You just came out of being in a shelter, and we all prayed for you. And
yes, I was.
We just,
I was scared.
Yeah, and people have
and
lost everything.
Yeah.
And,
but,
you know,
I was one of the lucky ones, but a lot of people lost everything. And this was a lady sitting in a car, and her car was just, like, strapped together with duct tape. I mean, this car was going to fall apart. And I had to go out and tell
my
mother
God.
What I did. I didn't want her to think, you know, this boy come out with all these hot dogs. Where'd he get the money? You know? So she thanked me. But I just went on my day, you know, and I just keep blessing others because I'm blessed. I didn't get hurt. I'm okay. So that's for me
Praise
to pass
God.
It on to others, you know? So, okay.
Thank
now
you for
can
doing
I ask
that.
My...
We appreciate it. A
you
testimony
know,
like that
you.
Is
it's...
so good.
Well, it's not thanks I'm looking for. I'm looking for other people to do. I'm trying to pass the word to do the same thing. You know, pay it forward kind of thing. Listen to your spirit,
Praise
guide.
God.
And just follow
I am
it.
So glad.
Don't question it. Don't question it. Yeah.
You're going to be blessed. You know, this is a true story. I'm sure most people know who Rockefeller is. Well, he had a very debilitating, maybe terminal. I don't know the extent of the medical problem that he had, but with all his money and everything that he had, the doctors told him they couldn't do anything for him, so they sent him home. And he started giving money away. He started giving money away, and not only was he
uh-huh.
healed, but he just got richer and richer. And that
uh-huh.
is, the Bible says, as long as the world remains, there will be seed time and harvest. Well, your words are your seeds for your future. And when you see someone in, you know, this is tithing, this is giving, this is, God will repay you. Scripture says when you consider the poor, somebody that's destitute, he will repay you. So you're going to be blessed. And your cards today indicate that, you know, you've been on this whirlwind, but now, you know, things are changing, and it's all about recovery. And you're going to be very, very blessed by the end of this year. I think you'll feel a lot better about yourself financially.
You know I'm worried about my grandson, and I want to get him to live with me.
Did you take that stuff over to the apartment complex, to the office?
Yeah, you know what I did? I saw the maintenance guys, and I said, listen, this is from a church. It's from my daughter, for this lady and her children. They go, we don't have time for that. So I gave them the real story about their being abused and all this other stuff. And they said, how much stuff you got? I had 4 cases of water, and I had 2 big banana boxes full of stuff. I mean, toys and candles, you know, and everything they needed. So they go up there, and they tell my daughter this from the church. I get a text back from my daughter. Thank you. I knew it was from you. It was all the stuff the kids like. And during the storm, my daughter needed her mommy, and she was messaging me on Facebook a lot, you know, but now the communication stopped, but
it's sad that it takes something like this, but that's one thing I'm really proud of, the American people coming together. And, you know, there was some giving and helping on one hand and looting on the other. And those people that are looting, you're going to pay 7 times for what they did. And that's just the law of cause and effect. You reap what you sow. And it's really, really sad that you would take somebody that far down that is losing everything that they have and loot. I feel sorry for those people. Pray for them. God will forgive them, but they're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. God bless you, Linda.
You
will see recovery.
You said I'm going to get blessings, but I have a job interview
And I got restoration, which means not only is your family going to be restored to you, but everything that you give, you're going to be blessed and restored. You're going to be. I got restoration, and you know when this was going on.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah, praise the Lord. I opened the Bible and I came call for the lamenting women. And pray, and my prayer warrior and myself, I was doing some fasting, she was doing some fasting, and we were praying and fasting, and we're going to see God in this. You know, it's just like somebody asked me one time at a meeting in a council of churches, why did God wait so long for Abraham? I said, because he showed that it could not happen by natural means. They were too old to bear children. She was 99,
yeah.
He was 100. And he went on after she died and had children. So he was a very active man.
No, it's
funny. But you're going to be blessed, and you're going to see restoration. That's what I'm being told.
One last thing.
Okay.
That story you just told, my six-year-old in primary, I told him that story, how he was going to sacrifice his child because that much faith he had in God, if that was he supposed to do, then he was going to do it. And they go, oh my God, kill children? I says, no, but listen to the end of the story. And I told him the end of the story, and they were all happy.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you go to other people.
Okay, God
I'm
bless
sorry.
You. Thank you.
God bless
thank you
too,
for sharing.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
prayers.
You for that testimony. Thank you. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I like to see what shows up.
Oh. Hi.
Hi, I'd like to see what shows up.
Update? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm using the Angel Tarot today. Need your help, angels. You have action coming up. Your first card is action crossed by opportunity and opportunities that we've been seeing and getting in control of your life. And I know you've been waiting a long time. And you must be real special because to have that much opposition, you know, it's just like history proves between August and October, that's when we have the most hurricanes, that's when we have the most disasters, and that's because the enemy of our souls, the devil, is loose, and he's striking out on the United States of America because we want to become what we originally became, not that we had old-fashioned ideas, but that we want to be one nation under God, and all the people that love God want to see love prevail. And like I said, the giving versus the looting, right? It's all in how a person's consciousness is working and what they think. But this is a time for you to be blessed, and you've been very much tried, and so have I. I've waited a long time, too. But I know it's coming, and I refuse to think otherwise. And when those thoughts come in that are contrary to what the Word of God says to me, which are His promises, then I speak the word over myself and it goes. And we are all here in a world that has a lot of hatred in it, but we want to live in love, and we want to walk in love, and we want God's promises and blessings for our life, and we have to just renew our mind, not allow the negative energy that comes in. And you've been taken advantage of in your career, but, you know, forgive those people and step into your new life, and it's about to begin. You've got action any time now. Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless.
Okay. All right.
Hi.
Hello, you're on the air.
Great show. Thank you.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm just on top of the world. I'm just happy that people are calling in, sharing, and a time to be, you know, in the presence of the Lord, where two or more gathered His presence is among us, and just to be able to share His love. I'm happy.
Yeah, I agree with you. On the one hand, you see the great lengths that people are going through to help, you know, piled up on the interstate with their boats behind them to go help people. And the next shot is the looting. So it's, I agree with you. It's kind of hard to watch.
And we're being shown. I mean, that's how divided we are. You know, there are people who have that genuine compassion and love, knowing, you know, life's not easy. Being on this earth is not easy. And it's, you know, it's not easy to grow up, not any easy. And but we have the word that we can stand on, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It's powerful, and it'll work if you work it. So what's your question today?
Well, just whatever you have to tell me.
Okay.
Well, let the cards decide.
That's a good answer because then you're all open for what you need to hear.
Yes.
And as everybody knows, I pray for what you need to hear. First card is a death card. That's not physical death. That means the end of something. Absolutely moving it in a different direction. And into financial security. You've had a lot of destructive things come at you financially, emotionally, and it hasn't been easy for you. You know, there's been problems with people who tried to force their will on you. I've got two men here that created a lot of pain for you, and you've come a long way. And in another life, I think you were a priest or something, some kind of religious leader, and you came back in this lifetime because you really didn't, you know, you kind of longed for relationship. You never had one all your life to the time you were a religious leader, and so you came back to find your true self, and you're getting ready to enter into your highest destiny. You've been putting a lot of work into the good things, finding out what the good things, and getting past yourself and recognizing yourself. And, you know, that's not easy, especially when a person is highly intellectual and wants to, you know, it's not easy for them. But you've mastered it, and now it's time. So it looks like you're ending your residence where you are. And
praise you, Jesus.
You're a little nervous. Uh-oh. About it, you know, because it's comfort zone. Our little home is our comfort zone. It's our little world. But it's going to be a good change.
I'm ready for
change.
I'm ready.
Good.
So thank you very much.
Keep up the good work. You're doing really good. You know, God rewards you for working on yourself. You know, as we get older, it's like, oh, so what? I have to fight that one, too. I'm 74, so what? You know, but then I go, no, you know what? I'm the temple of the Most High God. God lives in me, and I need to take good care of this body to get my spirit around and be a good mouthpiece for God, be a good servant of the Most High God.
And you are.
So we need to take – you're doing good. You're doing really good.
Well, thank you so much.
You got
and
change
you having,
coming right
ooh.
Up. It looks like within a month.
Ooh.
Okay.
Lovely. Thank you so much. You have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. You too. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I was hoping
Hello?
For a reading. Yes, I'm hoping
okay.
for a reading.
All right.
Do you want a question or do you just give, I don't know how you
Well,
want.
I'm answering a question. If you have a question or if there's something that's really you want answered, or I'll just try doing a general here.
Yeah. Well,
whatever you want.
Start with the general.
I'm here to serve you.
I have a couple questions, so I think I'd rather go on your intuitive nature.
Okay. Okay. You're dealing with some past stuff, and there's a little bit of, there's good coming up, but there's a little bit of scattered energy in the present line right now, and you've got a burden you're carrying you need to be released from, but you have also an emotional attachment, and it's got past life stuff around it, which means it's very complicated. There's sadness around it. But I got good news coming up. I got good news coming up. You're going to see a change for the better in your financial status as well, and something good in your love life status.
Oh, wow, that's
now
great.
Your question.
My question was, which you picked up on, was I'm in the middle of kind of a weird, it's half legal battle, half city bureaucracy battle, and it's just been going on forever.
Those are complicated.
Yeah, and so my question was, you know, do you see this coming to an end?
Okay. I knew there was something left out there.
Yeah.
And that you're struggling with. And, you know, it's you're going to get your desire on that. I got the Nine of Cups, which is the wish card or the heart's desire card. And there is somebody that's keeping something hidden from you. I'd suggest that you call me on Keen, or email me, you know, or message me on Facebook or something. There is something we need to delve into, okay? And I don't think
what's
it should be of public knowledge.
Okay. What's your email address?
Okay.
Yeah, but can you,
you can
email?
Catch me at keen.com/daisy644478, or you can message me on Janet Thornburg at facebook.com.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because I don't think this is something we need to look into, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
God bless. All right. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Daisy, it's Ardeen.
Yes.
Oh,
hi.
I was just calling to see what you see coming up.
Okay.
I'm still talking to my son, but I think I'm being scammed out of my money. And
oh, no.
Everybody wants money out of me.
Well, you don't have that much to go around. I mean, you know, none of us do. You know, I mean, everybody has to. We're at the point now where you really have to take care of yourself.
Right.
Mhm. I think you need some help. Maybe it says you're going to get your wish. You know, you got a real emotional battle with this young man because he. And you're being skillful, but you need to be skillful with him. You need to, you know, set boundaries and not feel, let him, it looks like there's a guilt thing going on here.
Yeah, my
therapist
is trying to set me up, sign me up for that Victims of Crimes program.
Oh, good. Good, because you need that. There's a lot of negative energy in this, and you need help, you know, because... You need help with this.
Yeah. And what about
so
the church?
So you follow
thing,
through
religion?
With this counseling. Also, see if you can hook up with regional because I think you need somebody to help you so that people can't take advantage of you. You know, it looks like there's a lot of manipulation here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about the religion thing?
Religious?
Your religion. Follow God.
Your religion?
Yeah.
Or my religion?
My religion.
My religion is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit guides me, and I have pastored, been formally ordained. I pastored a church for over 30 years in Southern California. I am now in Northern California, but... This holy day is coming up the 29th, and there is 7 or 8 blessings attached to it, and the devil doesn't want us to receive those blessings, so this is something that is not taught in churches, not taught in a lot of churches. I'm not going to say all of them because there are people out there that understand the significance of it. God has 7 feasts, and this is the most important one coming up. It starts on the 29th. And just, you know, even if you bring a little flower.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
I can't believe that. I'm going to have to call back. Daisy, are you there?
Hello? Hello, everybody. The power went out. I'm sorry for the disconnection. I hope you're still there. I'm trying to get back on the computer, which is being a little slow. So look how bad the enemy doesn't want this message out. I can't believe it. So let's stop here and... Father, we refuse to be cast down or discouraged. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, and we praise you, Father, who is the health of our countenance and our God. Satan, sickness is conquered. You are controlled and conquered and cast down and cast out through the depths of the sea, never to trouble us again. We speak to every demonic entity of darkness and command them to return to their overlord, Satan, and tell them that they have failed in their mission and we're back. Thank you, Lord, for enabling us to prevail over all of our adversaries. Okay, my computer's coming up. That shut it off right in the middle of that radio show, so it was not an easy thing here. But we're getting back on, and I hope people are still in line. Let's talk while we're waiting here about let not your heart be troubled. This is in John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in Jesus. You have control whether or not you allow your heart to be troubled based on how you believe. So, believe in God and believe what he says, and then, you know, anxiety and depression will lose its grip over us. And, you know, we have to do our part, and our part is to believe and just show a willingness to believe. That's, you know, Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 24 says to watch over your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Okay, good. I'm coming back onto the website here. That's good. And I'm sorry about that. I have no idea. Doesn't look like anything's going on out there, but something absolutely took the power out and lost everything. Phone. I was getting my cell phone to call in when it came back on, so here we go. Let's see what's happening here. And we're loading. Okay. Let's go into the studio. Okay. having difficulty here. It's a shame. There we go. Let's see if we can get in here now. Okay. Good. We still have people. All right, let's go take another call here. Hello,
hello,
you're on the air.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm good. We had that little technical difficulty, but I'm back. What can I do for you?
Okay. I'm just calling in for a general or either messages.
Okay. Okay, I've got something at work that's troubling you, career-wise or money, something to do with how you get your money. Also, I show something here in the past that really disparaged you and someone that lied to you. It's a very, not a good lie. And it left you feeling strange because it was completely something that you thought would never happen.
Uh-huh.
Am I hitting you?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm sorry.
Okay,
there's just a train that's just going past. I'm listening.
Okay. Okay. Also, I see a change in your body that's coming up, and you're going to be either toning up, losing weight, getting more fit and healthy.
Yes, I
also,
am.
Yeah, and something to do with your career keeps coming up. It's like a change or a promotion. I want to say a promotion.
Oh, what? Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Okay.
Mhm.
Because what it is that I currently work at a call center, and I'm looking to leave there hopefully soon. I'm going to start job interviewing and getting my resumes out. So, yes. And I plan on going back to public speaking school. So promotion is definitely something that I will be looking forward to.
Yeah, you have a lot of wisdom to give, and you're going to finally be in a healthy position. Also, this looks like the first of the year, like March or so, between March and May. There's a nice trip and a very healthy relationship, very, very healthy relationship.
Good, yes.
So you have a lot to look forward to.
Thank you. So is that healthy relationship coming in 2018?
Let me look.
I'm not rushing. I'm focusing on myself. I have other things I would like to focus on. So.
Yeah, I think you're focusing where you need to. Actually, it's I'm going to say that you're balancing out your life right now and career.
Yes.
And I'm seeing the first of the year, 2018.
Okay, wow. Okay, that's not too far away.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I'll call you back definitely to let you know what's happening, okay?
Good. Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right. Glad to be back, folks. I just hate those distractions like that, but we get them, don't we? We sure get them. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Kim.
Hi. How are you? I'm good. Happy today.
Yes. Let's see what the cards have to say about my work. It's very toxic. And I put out resumes, did some interviewing. So but I'm not quite sure.
Quick change coming up. Unfortunately, you have everything down pat at your present job, but it's the surroundings. You know, I've got the Ten of Swords, which is getting stabbed in the back. Not being appreciated for what you really do. A lot of mental discourse and mental distraction, but actually you have something really good coming up really quick and within three weeks.
Okay. Now I go back to work Tuesday. Do you see that being okay in the office with me going back to work? because they're just nasty people.
No, oh, I see that. Oh my goodness, you know.
It's like
we were talking early, the givers and the looters. You know,
yeah,
the good and the bad.
Exactly.
That's what we deal with. Well, it's not. It's going to be okay, but you just need to keep your guard up. And I want you to enter your building, enter your workplace in the white light. You know, when you enter, say, I enter this building in the name of Jesus in your white light. And, you know, while you're there, put yourself in a mirror so that what they send at you is right back at you, kind of thing. My
right.
prayer warrior and I the other day were discussing North Korea, and I said, well, let's pray. I don't know. You know, the Bible says we don't always pray like we should, but I always go, Father, you know, I hope I'm doing right. But if he launches one, could you just have it blow up right there, right back at
you? Yeah. Yep.
You know, I did a lot of research into that country, and Oh my goodness. He doesn't care about people. So he has
no qualms about.
But it looks like, you know, you're still being warned that you don't have a lot of support there. But you do
right.
have a quick resolution coming up.
So about
And you
three
know what?
Weeks.
This is clearly not anything to do with your question, but I feel that you're going to be getting married soon.
Oh, nice. Fingers crossed.
A little bright side to them dirty little devils, right? Just remember
exactly.
to go in there with the armor of God under his white light, under his shield, and something quickly is coming to get you out of it, okay?
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless
you. Thank
you
so much,
calling.
Daisy. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. All right, let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, Janet,
hello?
It's Ardine again.
Oh, I got you. Okay, you're listening. Yeah, well, I didn't get to finish with you, Ardine. I'm sorry about the power going out in the middle of your reading. But, you know.
That's what
happened. Okay. Yeah, the power went out. My computer went out. Everything went out. The phone, everything. But we're back, and you just need to know that, you know, people work on you. I get a lot of manipulation, and I feel like you need somebody to, you know, help you. You need to go to this group. You need to get these things done, and I promise you we'll keep you in prayer in the church, okay? And you can message me on Keen. I can do internet readings. It's hard for me to have any time. I'm working three jobs. You know,
yeah.
just to survive.
I really love
so,
my son.
Of course you love
and
your son, but he needs help,
really
okay? And you can't go around blaming yourself. Some of this he created for himself, and you need to take a step back and get help for him and yourself. You can't fix it, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless you, honey. Thank you.
Okay.
Message me on Facebook if you need me, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Oh, all right.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Vicki. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. I'm okay. Sorry about that earlier. Forgot all about the show.
Oh, that's okay. Well, look what happened. I mean, I'm busy reading for Ardine, this lady that was just before you, and the power goes out. That's
I
hard
was
on
listening.
A computer.
Yeah,
it's hard on a computer.
Saying, yeah, she was saying,
the whole power
hello?
In the house went off. The phone went off. I was getting my cell phone to call back in when it came back on. But what do you need me to look at, dear?
The car situation has taken a turn. I went out today, had my... Yeah, went and had my car appraised here. And the guy pretty much gave me a deal I couldn't refuse. And so he's willing to work with me, but I want to get a reading on it. And my guy back home said to take it. So,
you know, I want to refresh your memory. I believe we talked on Keen. And you told me you were going to just drop this for now. And I kept thinking, you know, I kept thinking about this reading that we had, that it was a really good deal coming up. And so I think this is it.
I
and
hope so,
it shows that it is.
Okay.
You got the Nine of Cups card, and it shows you helping you become more independent financially. That's more economical. It's in better shape. So
well,
I think you
I love
take
my vehicle.
Too.
I like my current car, but you know, it's nice. I can't. The guy made me an offer I couldn't refuse. So I said, you know what?
I said I would just see you in a couple weeks. I was shocked. I was totally shocked. Totally.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it looks like
okay.
A good deal. It really does. And also, there's a change coming. You're having an emotional battle in your career, but there's a change coming with that. I think a realization. And remember, we're in a period where God restores. I mean, we hold birthdays and anniversaries and Christmas and Easter and all these little traditions that we have. This is something that God asked us to keep forever in Leviticus 23. And it's something that he asks us to do once a year. And it's the holiest day of the year. That's when he marks it. It's a new year for his calendar. And he also marks who lives, who dies, what's going to go on in 2018. And it's a really good day to just read a little psalm, light some incense. He likes sweet smelling. Like vanilla, something really sweet.
I hope I'm not losing my current job.
No, you're not. I see a resolution.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually
Either
see
I leave.
A resolution. Them coming to a resolution, and working this out. Within a month here, but there's something coming up from your boss, a male boss. Telling you that this is going to resolve or speaking to you to where it gives you a relief. Okay?
That makes sense. Even though I wasn't asking about that, but that helped. Any men thing?
Oh. Okay.
And then I know you got to go.
Yeah, because we're running out of time. You have a lot of desire around you right now to, so your aura is bringing men into your presence. But, you know, you're going to sort through that. It's like a sorting thing. You know, you're going to say, oh, no, 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 and yes, yes, yes. But you're meant for a very successful and meaningful relationship before this year ends, and it shows it happening this month. And that goes along with this Venus. Venus was just in Jupiter magnifying the right thing. So, but there's a little sorting out. You know, the enemy's going to throw something in the path. He doesn't want us to be happy. He doesn't want us to be whole. He doesn't want us to be fulfilled. And he sure didn't want me getting talking about the holy days. Cut me right off the air. So, too bad I'm back. Okay, so just hang in there. You're going to have a very, very exciting close of this year, okay? We're running out of time. Okay, God bless you. And thank everybody for calling. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Father God, we close this program today, and we praise you so much for all that we have and all that you've already done for us through Jesus, what Jesus went through in his ministry and on the cross. But he's at the right hand of power now. And you're on the throne, and the Holy Spirit's here in the earth to comfort us. So we receive you, Holy Spirit, today, and bless each and every person that called and helped them with their future. And I know that Jeremiah 29:11 says you have a good future for us, a good future. We receive that today, and until we meet again next month, we pray that you help each and every person. And we praise you, Lord, for your awesome mercy, grace, love, everything good about you. Amen. Okay, well, see you. I'll be in touch and let you know about the next show. God bless everybody, those who are listening and those who have called. And thank you for your contributions with your testimonies and everything that you do to make this possible. Till next time. Bye now.